Welcome to the Journeys in Business podcast. I'm Jess, owner of Jess Creatives. This podcast is here to inspire and empower you as I talk with other entrepreneurs about their journey in business. Let's get into the show. Hey, Entrees, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Jess, thanks for having me today. I'm so excited to spend some time with you.
Yes, so to kick us off, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about your business?
Okay, well, my name is Entrees Rowe, and I am a coach for wives and moms, and I work with them on life stuff. So we work on things that have to do with relationships. So from it's a range from managing expectations to setting boundaries to just getting a deeper identity or a deeper understanding of identity and values and how all that plays into the relationships that really God has placed us in. So that's the core of what I do. And I'm also a writer. So that is my business.
Awesome. So how did you get into that?
So coaching, it's so funny because my background is actually education. I was a high school teacher prior to having children. I'm a mom of four, and my oldest will be 10. We'll be 10 soon. And then I have a seven-year-old, and then I have twins that are three. So when I was working full-time, you know, I knew that I needed to take a little bit of time to be able to raise my family. And during that time, in my prayer time, I started asking God, like, what he envisioned me doing and what my purpose was. I feel like a lot of times we kind of walk through life not really knowing or having, like, that clear, decisive, this is what I was created for.
Yeah.
So prior to having the twins, I kind of went about on that path. And he kind of just started putting me in position where I served in women's ministry at church. And I've just always had this knack for helping women in general. So through those opportunities and actually through chatting with my husband, he's the one who called out my potential and said, I don't know what it's called, if there's a name for what it is you're already doing, but you should get certified and become a coach yourself. So that's kind of my journey, how I became a coach.
That's really cool that your husband played a part in it, because especially, I mean, for me, my husband is a huge, like, cheerleader and support. Like, he's one of the few people that's been there through all of it. And there have been times where I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. And I remember, like, early on, I was like, I don't even know if I want to do this. And he was the one that was like, you can do this. Like, I mean, he has dreams of, like, having a Jess Creatives, like, skyscraper in Atlanta. I'm like, no, awesome. I don't think so. But, like, he's very much the dreamer, but he's always been a great supporter. And I think that makes a huge difference for entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Women, like, having a spouse or significant other that's really supportive of whatever we're doing, because it can be lonely and hard working from home.
Yes. Yeah, it's funny though, because prior to coaching, I worked for a virtual high school for a little while. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so I was in the classroom. And then when I only had the two kids, I worked for virtual high school. So that kind of got my feet wet in terms of working from home and understanding, you know, what that's like to have your support system online.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
it's nice that it kind of helped me parlay into what I'm currently doing now.
Yeah, like, that's a really cool transition. Mm-hmm. I love that. So what is your favorite part about what you do?
My absolute favorite part is watching women grow and them realizing their strength, because it's already in us. We're equipped with everything we need. Mm-hmm. It typically takes someone calling that potential out, you know, because we typically don't see our strengths like other people see them. And so, you know, I can see the little seedling, you know, as we're working through and I'm talking through different things with my clients. And I just love when they catch the vision and, you know, they get that strength and they're able to run with what they're doing.
Yeah. Do you work with, because you said you really work with moms and wives. Do these, do a lot of them, are they also entrepreneurs, or are they other, like, people who have day jobs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So almost all of my clients have been women who are in the workforce.
Nice.
I've worked with a lot of lawyers. I've worked with a doctor. You know, I've worked with women who have various roles, you know.
Yeah, that's really
teachers,
cool.
Teachers, principals, you know, women who are trying to really juggle all the balls. So really helping with that clarity piece too. Like, how do I manage the children and the husband and, you know, be good at what I do as my profession and, you know, and who am I in all of this? So yeah,
that's really cool. So if you had, cause you said you have four kids plus you're working. So if you had like one piece of advice or one thing that you've done that's really worked for you to help people juggle family and life and business, like what would you say?
Understanding that you cannot do it all at once. So I think sometimes we put this pressure on ourselves to have everything perfect, you know, in every single area. But really, we're constantly growing and evolving. And the more we work at it, yes, we'll get better. Our capacity grows. But I think sometimes we will look at other women and we'll think, man, she really has it together. And I often say, you may be looking at an area where she just has a great strength, or it might be something you've gifted in. So, you know, that comparison thing too. Don't compare yourself. Stay in your lane.
Yes.
You know, and don't think you have to always have it all together, because none of us do.
Yeah, none of us do. I'm curious, do you find that people, because I know like as an entrepreneur, I mostly talk with other entrepreneurs, and I feel like a lot of us talk about, like, we're so obsessed with social media as entrepreneurs because we're on there like promoting ourselves and trying to grow an audience. Do you find that people outside of the entrepreneur world also struggle with that? Do you tell your clients like shut down social media?
Yes. You know, I think it's a gift that we can give to ourselves, and mine is more make space in your life for rest. So just in general, because there's so many different things nowadays we can plug into and feel just that overwhelm of it all taking over.
Yeah. So
it's just really cultivating and making room for having consistent rest in your life.
Yes.
That I work with women on.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling guilty about it.
Yes. That's the hardest part, especially for me. I'm like I actually don't really enjoy just watching TV and just watching TV. Like, so usually I'm either scrolling on my phone or I have my laptop out, and like, I really try sometimes. I'm like, okay, I need to put the phone down and just watch this show. Cause we only watch Netflix. So it's like shows that I really actually want to watch. I'm not just mindlessly watching cable TV. But I still am like, I could be doing something. I could be working. Oh, I need to send that person an email. But I've been really trying to take Fridays off. And I take most of the weekend off, especially Saturdays. Like Saturdays are my zero work day. Fridays I'm like half or, you know, kind of depends on what, you know, what client work I have or if I need to work. Because if I don't, then I'm like, okay, like I'm going to take off. In this past weekend, I took off almost a full 72 hours.
Oh, that's good.
Like, it was almost, it might have been like 60 some hours, but it was just really, it felt really good when I came back and I was like, yeah, I really need to do that more.
Because
just taking off like a half a Friday and all of Saturday is not cutting it.
Yeah, because you know what it does, and this is one of the things that I've learned. When you have that rhythm of rest, it also gives space for more creativity. You know, I think we conditioned ourselves to believe the more I work, the more I can do.
Yeah.
But no, I'm like, there's also in rest.
Yeah.
So it's so necessary. I'm like, I am most creative sometimes when I've just unplugged from everything and given myself that space, because then, you know, your brain has an opportunity to, you know, shut down for a little while, cool off like a computer.
Yes.
You know, and then, you know, get started again. So it's such a gift to give to yourself.
Yeah, because I came back from my almost 72 hours off, came back feeling really like, came in here Monday morning and was like, yeah, like I feel like I got a decent break and now I feel really energized for this week. And I always, like, it's funny because I always feel that way when I go on vacation, which I make it sound like I go on vacation all the time, but I don't. But, you know, like, oh, we're just going somewhere for the weekend, like a little 2-day trip to see somebody or whatever. And it's just when I really break, like leave the house and get time off, I come back feeling 100% better. So you would think that I would remember that on all my quote unquote normal weekends. Take off. Like, especially, I mean, I'm lucky I have like a separate office and I can like close the door and shut off work. But it also is hard. I think a lot of I know I struggle with this, and I know a lot of others do. Like, because we work at home, it feels like we're still at work, even if we're not in the office. And it's, I'm also really bad if I'm like, oh, I just need to Google something, like unrelated to work. I just need to like, let's go look at, you know, somewhere to eat. And then I'm like, oh, an email. And then, you know, an hour later, I'm like, oh, right, we were going to go to dinner. Oops. But yeah. So what is your big why? What drives you in your business?
You know, it's really tied into why I started to begin with. And that's because I believe that we all have purpose. Mm-hmm. And as I said, it's down in there and it's deep, but we have to tap into our creator, you know, so that he can show us what it is.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when we discover that we should be tapping into that purpose, we then think it's supposed to happen immediately.
Yeah.
But, you know, and so it's like, no, it's a process, because you have to, you know, start like a baby. You know, they don't come out knowing how to do what we do as adults. They have to grow and learn, you know. Yeah. And so my big why is seeing people rise to their potential and actually walk out life from a place of health. Mm-hmm. You know, and be able, and I'm like, I know it's possible because I've done it. And so right. Seeing thriving relationships, seeing growth in marriage, seeing women relating well to their children, seeing them relating well to their adult parents and their in-laws.
Yeah.
It just gets me energized and excited, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really my why. Cause I, like I said, I know it's possible. So seeing it actually play out just makes me want to high five somebody.
Yes, that's really cool. So if you could go back to when you first started your business and sit down with yourself and tell yourself something for the road ahead, what would you tell yourself?
That truly it is a process, and that the steps do build. You know, sometimes you think it's like Karate Kid when he was doing wax on, wax off, you know, he's like, mm-hmm. What for, you know, but it's, there really is purpose behind each and every step that leads up to that moment, you know, that we want to get to. But even in that, just learning that, you know, that's not even the end, you know, when you, whatever that goal is, you know, there's always still more room for growth.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell myself, to just enjoy the process. Don't get mm-hmm. so frustrated when things don't go right, you know, learn the lesson in it and just keep chugging.
Yeah, it's all part of the journey. And there's a lot of tweaking and growing. And I know for me, there's been seasons of like, I don't know if this is working, or like, I remember last year, I really felt like things are good. Like my business was good, but I was like, I'm not like growing. Like I was good, I was getting clients, but I just wasn't growing. It was kind of a weird, like, I feel like I'm stagnant, even though I'm still getting clients. Mm-hmm. And it was just weird, but it, you know, it allowed me to really push myself and try new things and stuff. So there's definitely, I look at my business and I can see like different kind of like phases or stages, kind of like you said, like a baby. And it's like they grow up. So it's like the baby phase. Phase of my business, and a toddler, and mm-hmm. I don't know where I'm at right now, teenager maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, and but, you don't see them getting like, okay, well, walking didn't work today, I'm never gonna walk again,
you know? I give up.
Yes.
A walking and a crawl for the rest of my life,
right? So it's like, I think sometimes we get super literal when it doesn't work out the way we want it to work out, but it's like, okay, no, you scrap that way, because that's typically what they'll do. They're like, well, that way didn't work out, so I'm gonna try something different, you know?
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. That's really, I like that analogy. They don't just stop walking. We need to make that into like a tweetable.
Right?
You don't just give up walking as a toddler. You keep trying. Yeah. So is there anything that you wish you had done differently over the last few years?
You know, I can't say that I have. I feel like all of my experiences were necessary. To making me who I am even now. I don't think anything is wasted. Even those moments, like I said, that don't feel good when we're in them,
yes.
There's always a lesson, you mm-hmm. know, that we learn from them. So no, I'm like, I really do try and take it all in stride. Does it mean that I don't get frustrated, or there aren't moments where I'm like, man, that didn't turn out quite how I wanted it.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I'm like, I'm thankful for even my trials, because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, I feel like those stories are really what make us relatable to people.
Yes, because absolutely.
People, when they see that you have struggles and there's areas that have been tough for you as well, they're able to understand that, you know, it you know, man, she wasn't able to figure it out the first time, mm-hmm. but she persevered.
Yeah.
So just that story of perseverance as well, I think.
Yeah. It's really scary to share our failures, I think. It's like, I don't want to tell people that my launch failed, or that I'm not getting new clients, or that I tried this and I lost money. But I, like you said, it makes us more relatable, and it's like, oh, you don't have it all together.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it also gives us another opportunity to help teach others.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, like, I know recently I've seen a lot more people kind of like talking about, just because I did it this way, or that so-and-so did it this way, doesn't mean that it's going to work this way for you. Like, yeah, sure. Like, see how I use Pinterest, or how I blog, or whatever, but that might not work for your business or for your personality. And so it's like, you can learn from others and learn from others' mistakes, but know that it may not always just totally work for you.
Yeah. I like to relate it to, I'm like, one of the things I typically will relate that to is when I did my student teaching, I worked with a master teacher, and the goal was never for me to become that master teacher, but to glean skills from, that's why they call him a master teacher.
Yes, you know? Yes.
But, you know, I wasn't supposed to become them. And then I also think about the Bible story of David and how, you know, Saul tried to give him his armor, and he was like, I'm not made for that, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah. So he used his, what he was accustomed to, in order to slay the giant. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I think that if we look within and know that, you know, we were created with uniqueness. And a lot of times I feel like we try and cut that uniqueness out instead of embracing it. And yeah. so that's one of the things that I like to teach as well. Embrace your uniqueness, you know?
Yes.
Because it's there for a reason.
Yeah. So what are you working on for 2017? What's coming up?
So 2017, I will continue writing. That's a gift that I didn't learn that I had, actually, until I had my twin. So I've really enjoyed blogging. I know I have a few books in me, so I'll be interested to see, you know, when those come out, when those manifest. And then I'll be starting on this journey of speaking as well, taking my message on the road a little bit. So
awesome.
I have a couple conferences that I will be facilitating at. And then just, you know, going from there, I like to leave that space, you know, for God to show me what's next.
Yeah.
So I used to, I'm like, there was a season where, you know, you're kind of exact and you want to know what's coming and mm-hmm. what's going to be next. But I've learned to just leave that flexibility in for shifts.
Yeah.
And, you know, his desires.
Yeah, that's really awesome. So where can we connect with you online and hopefully see these books coming out, maybe attend these conferences that you're speaking at?
So my website is my name, www.ontreesrow.com. And there is my blog, as well as opportunities for coaching, if anyone is interested in coaching. I'm on Instagram as The Guilt-Free Family. That's the name of my business, because I just believe in this concept of doing life. My tagline is unapologetic, unrehearsed, all real, you know?
Oh my gosh, that just gave me goosebumps. That is so cool. I love that.
Yeah, so it's like we're living life, you know, mistakes happen, but our mistakes don't define us. Mm-hmm. And so it's just giving people a glimpse into what my family does, how we do it, how we push forward. So I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook as well as Ontreese Row. And then I will be in January, I'll be at the Boss Moms Retreat facilitating. And then I will be facilitating for Pursuit in Tampa in February.
Which I'm going to be at.
Oh, yay. I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm excited. Cool. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today. This is really fun.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. You can also watch these interviews on my YouTube channel if that's more your style. I'd love to connect with you on social media at Just Creatives or on my website, justcreatives.com.